And good day everyone, it's McCaughan here, and it's Saturday the 2nd of February, and I am doing another car boot today. So I brought along a bundle of friends with me on iTunes, Audioboo, and Downcast, and if need be, the use of Safari as well. So I'm looking forward, it's a lovely day, and I'm looking forward to chasing up all the boos that have come in recently, and also double back on some of the boos that I really loved during the February challenge, as it were. And there are some fantastic stuff in there, and I said in my 29th day boo how I loved everything about it and made some really good friends. So yes, okay, so this particular boo is actually regarding Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony blog. Now, I've listened to Paul ever since I listened to his first boo that I heard, and since then I've been downloading and chasing up everything that Paul has made. And Paul is, it's an understatement to say that Paul is prolific in his booing. And yet his stuff is excellent, and I just can't seem to get enough of him, except his golf boos, the Diaries of a Mediocre Golfer. Paul will understand that. It's a little private joke between me and him, but I don't like listening to his golfing boos, but the rest of his stuff is great stuff. I don't think I've come across anybody yet, and some great people. I have made a point of stating in the past that on audiobook, but I've never come across anybody yet that does so much booing and is so absolutely so natural at interviewing people. Paul would interview a gravestone, and Paul won't take offence at that when he hears it, if he hears it. But he would get information from that gravestone. That's how good he is. Over the past couple of days, I've listened to many of his boos, his recent boos, where he goes to various conferences. He goes into a cafe and interviews people. He just grabs someone, and one last night, I can't remember the title, and he literally said, "I am not leaving here until I grab this person, supposing I am last in line. I ain't going away. I'm waiting and waiting and waiting." And he did, and he got his interview. And I listened to one this morning, and it was Paul's 29th of February boo. I don't know how I missed that, but I listened to it. And this man is just great at basically boosting everybody else up. He's, for a man of obviously his stature, his education, and his involvement with various congresses and so many other things, and he is a playwright of sorts, Paul always extols the virtues of everybody. He really does talk people up if he's talking about a boo that they made, even a suggestion they made. And he did that this morning in that boo. He related to all the people that had joined up for the February challenge. He mentioned not everybody, but as many as he could possibly remember, and bummed everybody up, and just said how great a pleasure it was for him to be part of that, and to meet, albeit hearing, to meet all these people, to be part of the group, as he called it. And he continued to talk about everybody else, and yet he, in himself, is a fantastic booer, as far as I'm concerned. And he is humble in his praise for others, and I really appreciate that. I don't want to go on a great length with this, but needless to say, what I'm trying to say is that Paul is an excellent person for, now what's the words I'm trying to think about? Excuse me, I've been distracted a little bit, somebody just pointing at something on my card boot table. Yeah, what was I saying? Yeah. To me, Paul would be a massive, massive bonus to anyone who had a similar, I call it a program, okay, it's just my term, and maybe call something else. Similar to Audio Boo, I'm sure Audio Boo has greatly appreciated Paul's input at any time, because he doesn't just boo in the February, he boos in between on just about every subject that really interests him. He's just such a fantastic guy, and I look forward to, though February's gone, I look forward to keeping track of Paul everywhere he goes, because I just think he is such a natural person. He never seems to be stuck for words. He never seems to hesitate or have to think. His talking just comes natural. He twists and turns many a time, of course, and eventually comes back on track. But even these little detours, throwing pieces of interest, knowledge, and he's a very knowledgeable guy as well. So I won't linger it any longer. It's just to say that, yeah, I have met many, many friends, and I'm pretty sure I will be doing a little bit about those people soon. But it was because of the inspiration I got from Paul's boo that I just finished listening to there about 10 minutes ago, and I thought, yeah, I think I'll do that just now. So good on you, Paul. You're a great guy. You are a great asset to any kind of boo community, and your other stuff that you do on your own is absolutely amazing stuff, and good on you. And do more boos with Omani Tot. She's a little star in the making. Okay, folks, thank you for listening to me, and I hope to do some more boos, continue doing daily boos if I can, and enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll speak to you later. Bye for now.